Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
This is Let's Talk About It, your voice for radio wellness, brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services for well over a decade, coming to you with the community wellness for the Imperial Valley. We're so thankful. If you're a longtime listener, and some of you occasionally hit me up in lines and stores and other random places, you're that guy. We really appreciate you listening, and because it really speaks to what some of you have mentioned is an ongoing community need for good mental health information. And we know that there are some unique stressors to living in this community. And I think part of our mission at Imperial County Behavioral Health Services is to help address those in creative ways to kind of get all over this big spread out county and talk to people. And this is one of those ways. And it's a pleasure. It's an honor to be able to be here and bring you shows like this. And this week is no exception. We are joined by Maricruz Bermudez, and she is a licensed marriage and family therapist. Yeah, I was going to mess it up on purpose. And a supervising therapist for our department. So she came in as a clinician, and now she's moved up to where she's supervising other clinicians who are in the process of getting their license. And so we're really fortunate to be joined. And what we're going to do is we had a World Mental Health Day celebration over at Imperial Valley College, and each of the different units, the youth and young adult unit in this respect, had a series of workshops, and a lot of those got really positive feedback, and this one is no exception, because it is a critical issue. And as a matter of fact, it seems like with teenagers, all the issues are critical, it's such a dynamic time. It's such a time with so many opportunities, but it's a time with some unique risks. And so with Maricruz, we're going to talk today about the whole spectrum of eating disorders and how our community sees it and what we see and what we do. Hi, welcome aboard.
Hi, thank you for having me.
I promised you a show on luchas, and I changed my mind.
Yes, I'm a wrestling fan.
Hi. So, welcome. So, where do you want to start with eating disorders? I mean, is it a teenage thing? Is it a youth and young adult thing, or does it spread out and cross over and hit more areas than that?
Actually, it's more prevalent in adolescents, but it does across the board. Actually, very young kids are now experiencing eating problems as well as older adults. So, I mean, it's a disorder that, you know, might start at an earlier age, you know, become more prevalent during teenage years, but it can progress if it's never treated.
Why food? I mean, of all the things that we kind of relate to, food is necessary to survive, and we have kind of, I don't know, I grew up with all sorts of rules about food in my household, and they're all kind of, you know, eat these people starving somewhere else, and, you know, there's always such sorts of structure around food. How did food end up being an area of potential distress and disorder?
Well, it could be a variety of factors, you know. One of the things that right now, you know, if we go back to history, sometimes, you know, we had the mom and the dad, you know, not always, but, you know, most of the time, you know, if you're talking about numerous generations in the past, you know, you had the mom who would actually cook and, you know, family meals. Nowadays, you know, we have females who are working, as well as obviously the dads and what have you. So now it's more like, okay, you know, we're working, so now let's go get fast food. So it just becomes more of a habit of not eating healthy. And I guess, you know, sometimes it just, if there's a lot of chaos going on in the household and emotions are not being dealt with, kids sometimes can resort to eating as a way of coping.
Yeah, I mean, eating almost used to be like, you'd better eat because we don't have a lot of money and this is what you need to do to survive. There were a lot less options.
Yeah, and what is available is what you're going to eat. Now there's so much variety. It's like, okay, well, you know, you have some parents who's like, okay, what is it that you want to eat today? And they'll tell you the food based on what the kid wants to eat, versus before it was like, it's just a meal and this is what we have.
Do you think that then that the loss of structure actually feeds into the disorder? I mean, sometimes I know sometimes stuff seems like it's getting worse, and what we think when we look at it carefully is it's not maybe getting worse. Maybe we're better at identifying it.
Yes.
With eating disorders, is it more prevalent now because we've gotten goofy, or is it something that was always there and maybe we didn't notice it as much?
I think that it was probably always there, to be honest with you. You know, I think it's because we've been more educated in certain types of, you know, eating disorders, or it has become more knowledgeable. Now, you know, we have the internet, so we're able to kind of communicate more faster than before. You know, you're able to research things. Whereas before, it's like, okay, we're going to wait to what the TV tells us about, you know, what's going on in the world and what's going on.
A really limited access with like two or three channels or whatever.
Or unless you went into the library and you researched, you know, specific certain things. Now the media is very, it's out there.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Sunday morning at 7 a.m. on KXO AM 1230 Radio, presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.